This is number 4 in a series of 10 short videos of reasons why I believe cessationism is wrong. Let me just quickly go through the first 3 reasons. Number 1, cessationism is wrong because the miraculous gifts of the Spirit are part of a promise made to all generations in Acts chapter 2, especially verses 33 and 39. Number 2, cessationism is wrong because there's no biblical statement that any of the gifts of the Spirit have passed away. And then number 3, cessationism is wrong because sign gifts and other gifts are false categories that are imposed on the text, used to cancel out gifts that we don't think are for today. I do want to say how grateful I am for my cessationist brothers and sisters, and I want to emphasize that there's some things that they get right. So let me just say one more time what I believe that cessationists get right, or at least some of what I believe they get right. Number 1, when they expose Pentecostal and charismatic frauds, freaks, and false teachers, more power to them. There's a lot of them out there. They may as well be called out. That's not wrong to do. That's a good thing, to expose Pentecostal and charismatic frauds, freaks, and false teachers. That's number 1. Number 2, I appreciate the love for and focus on the Bible, the Word of God, from my cessationist brothers and sisters. That's a good thing, and God bless them for it. And thirdly, I appreciate the trust in the authority and the sufficiency of the Scriptures. I would object when they think that my own understanding that the gifts of the Spirit continue for today, or all the gifts, or what they would call sign gifts, or whatever you want to call it, but the entirety of the gifts of the Spirit, I would object to their assertion that my belief that those things continue to this day take away from trust and authority or the sufficiency of the Scriptures, but that's another matter. I appreciate their trust in the authority and sufficiency of the Scriptures. Those are good things, things to be grateful for among our cessationist brothers and sisters. But now let me move on to number 4 in this series of 10 relatively short videos. Number 4, I believe that cessationism is wrong because the apparently miraculous gifts were never restricted to the apostles. Now, let me define my phrasing here carefully. I'm saying the apparently miraculous gifts. And the reason why I'm not saying apparently in the sense that not really miraculous, but I'm saying the miraculous gifts that are manifestly miraculous. Because I believe that God works miraculously in the everyday things. I think that many times God is working miraculously in ways that are not apparent to many people, not manifest to many people. And that's great. That's wonderful. That's fine. But cessationism is wrong because these manifestly miraculous gifts in the New Testament were never restricted to the apostles. I mean, you have the lists of the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in Romans chapter 12. There's no indication that those gifts were intended for the apostles only. You see, an important part of the cessationist case is the claim that the more apparently miraculous gifts, or you could say the more manifestly miraculous gifts, were given as signs to authenticate the apostles. Now, if that's true, then it makes sense that these apparently miraculous gifts passed as the apostles passed, even though some try to make the case that these gifts died out even before the apostles did. I think I hear that from more and more cessationists, that by the end of the apostle Paul's life, he had lost his own... Gosh, it's a terrible phrase, right? I hope you just, he lost his own mojo. He couldn't perform miracles as he once was able to. Now, there's a lot about that whole conception that I object to that we'll talk about in some future videos here. But the simple idea of many cessationists is these more manifestly miraculous gifts were given to authenticate the apostles, and therefore when the apostles passed, when their work was finished, there was no more need for them. Now, this idea, at least in some form, is present in the Scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says this, "Truly, the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds." There Paul is saying that among the Corinthians, they saw signs and wonders and mighty deeds, and those were, they could be considered, the signs of an apostle. So certainly, in some measure, in the New Testament church, God gave gifts, signs, miraculous workings, whatever you might call it, mighty deeds is the phrase there used in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, as a way to authenticate the apostles. Now, here's my objection. I don't think that was the only reason why gifts were given. Here's the logic of the cessationists. Number one, the only purpose for the apparently miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit was to authenticate the apostles. Now, again, there's some sense to that. There were definitely times in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and with Jesus and with the apostles, that signs and wonders did authenticate the messenger. That certainly happened sometimes. Now, if this was the only purpose, or at least the overwhelmingly dominant purpose, then there's no need for anyone other than the apostles to display these signs. They were the ones who needed the authentication, and nobody else did. But here's the problem. We see several instances where signs and wonders were done through people who weren't apostles. Stephen, a deacon in the early church, technically in Acts chapter 6, the title deacon isn't given to him. Most everybody expects. He was a deacon of the... Stephen did great wonders and signs. Philip was transported from the desert to Azotus, a stupendous miracle. That's Acts chapter 8, verse 40. Multitudes saw and heard the miracles which Philip, who was not one of the apostles, did in Acts chapter 8, verse 6. We could also include visions that were granted to Stephen at the end of Acts chapter 7, visions that were granted to Ananias in Acts chapter 9, visions that were granted to Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. None of those were apostles, yet they were either the instruments of or the recipients of miraculous works or revelation. Since these apparently miraculous gifts were granted to men other than the apostles, this would indicate that they were not given only as signs to authenticate the apostles. You see, there's also an argument from silence to be made here in Acts chapter 8. In Acts 8, Simon Magus tried to buy the power to convey the Holy Spirit and the manifestly miraculous gifts associated with the outpouring of the Spirit seen in the life and the ministry of Peter. Simon saw it at work in Peter, and Simon said, "I want some of that." Now, Peter rebuked him for his attempt to profit by God's Spirit. And what Peter didn't say to Simon was, "Silly man, you're not an apostle. These gifts aren't for you. They're only to authenticate us apostles." Now look, I fully agree. That's an argument from silence. It's an argument from what Peter didn't say. So I would never take that occasion with Simon Magnus as the foundation of this truth. But again, we see in people such as Stephen, Philip, the multitudes which saw the miracles done by Philip in Acts chapter 8. We see the things in Cornelius and Ananias, these miraculous occasions having to do either with or for people who were not apostles. Apart from any kind of authentication of the apostolic, we see that miracles happen apart from that. The apparently or manifestly miraculous gifts were never restricted to the apostles alone. Now, I do want to say something to give a little bit of perspective. The book of Acts was written over a period of more than 30 years. Even though Acts doesn't record every last sign, wonder, miracle, or supernatural revelation that happened during that period, we read the book of Acts and sometimes feel wow, a miracle was happening every day. Because that's kind of how the book of Acts reads when we read it. But again, remember, what is recorded in Acts are the glorious highlights of some of what God was doing over a 30-plus year period. Now, what God was doing in those years was not only through the apostles and prophets. These more apparently supernatural gifts of the Spirit were not limited to those apostles and prophets. And since the apparently miraculous gifts of the Spirit were not restricted to the apostles, their purpose was greater than that of authenticating the apostles. And they still have a place among God's people today. So folks, just to state it very simply, one of the reasons why cessationism is wrong is because the apparently miraculous gifts were never restricted to the apostles. Sometimes, as in the Church of Corinth, we see them among everyday believers without a distinct apostolic presence. Hope that's helpful for you. And I hope you stick around and catch number 5 in the series, which will be available whenever you can get it.